Hi, I'm Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We often talk about religion on Fresh Air, not to convert anyone, but to have an ongoing conversation about how different religious traditions address the most fundamental questions about life, death, joy, and suffering. On these CDs, you'll hear highlights of interviews with people for whom faith is a central part of life, and people who've devoted their lives to studying sacred texts. But you'll also hear from others who've left their faith, who don't believe in God, and who fear religion often seems to do more harm than good. Karen Armstrong has become famous for her books about the religions of the world, including A History of God. But before she became a scholar of religion, she was a nun. She entered the convent in 1962 as an idealistic 17-year-old, expecting to lead a life of real meaning and to find a radical freedom within the convent. The religious life also offered a welcome escape from teenage social demands. But life in the convent wasn't what she expected. Her community was founded in the 19th century, and customs that made sense then struck her now as cultural relics of the Victorian age, lacking real spiritual value. And she chafed against the emphasis on obedience. In 1969, 7 years after entering the convent, she suffered a breakdown, feeling she had failed to find God. This interview with her was recorded in 2004, after the publication of her memoir, The Spiral Staircase, about leaving the convent and re-entering the world. When you were in the convent, you started studying at Oxford University, where you were taught to think critically and challenge all assumptions, and then you'd have to go home to the convent where you were taught to be obedient and never challenge. And it's impossible to reconcile those two worlds, isn't it?
Yes, and I was feeling myself continually in that first year at Oxford split apart, because part of me was absolutely reveling and luxuriating in the freedom to read books and read whatever I wanted, knowing this was my job. It was just intoxicating to me. I loved it. And yet, on the other hand, there was this deadly weight of disapproval if you sort of wanted to try out your newly honed critical skills on the nuns at home, because we were supposed still to be obedient. And I wanted to stay. There was no sense that I was yearning to escape. I was terrified of leaving, quite terrified. And to leave seemed, even to think of leaving was like it was like breaching a taboo. It was so monumental and awful a step. But eventually, at the end of that year, I had a breakdown. It was only a mild breakdown, but it became quite clear to all of us, my superiors and myself, that I couldn't continue.
What were the symptoms of the breakdown?
Well, I was constantly crying. I cried throughout my whole religious life like a broken waterspout, I have to say. I just kept bursting into tears. We were told that if we weren't finding life impossibly difficult, we weren't trying hard enough. So they must have been delighted with me, because I never stopped crying. And I'm not a crier, really, these days. But I think it was a great strain. And we were all also convulsed with giggles, too. I mean, one of us would start giggling at something utterly unremarkable, and the whole lot of us, it would go like almost a disease, a contagion. We were on the brink of real strain, I think. In that last year, too, I had had fainting attacks and also terrible nosebleeds and vomiting. And then finally, I just collapsed. I was supposed to be serving in the dining hall, and I just passed out. And I cried and cried and cried and said, kept on saying, I can't do it. I can't do this.
Well, some of the problems, the physical problems that you described, the fainting spells, the vomiting, some of this was like symptoms of what was later diagnosed as epilepsy. But at the time,
yes,
no one knew that that's what it was. And so you were diagnosed with hysteria. It was considered to be a nervous reaction to your life.
Yes.
Do you think, had you known that the problem was epilepsy, that you might have stayed in the convent?
No, I wouldn't have stayed, because there was another thing that was eating away at me corrosively throughout my religious life, was that I was unable to pray. And that is obviously a drawback for a nun. I can now concentrate on my work for hours at a time without even noticing.